Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Etiquettes of eating when one is a guest. To abstain from visiting anybody at meals time when this will cause inconvenience to the host. If one visits somebody at meal time due to an urgent need, then one should decline the offer to eat if offered. However, if it is a close acquaintance, then one may accept. One can also ask for food when one goes to the home of close friends and associates. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the home of Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub al-Ansari and Sayyiduna Abu Hushaym radiallahu ta'ala anhumah and requested to be served some food. If one knows that the host will be overjoyed to fulfill one's request, then one could do so. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh was a visitor in Baghdad at the home of Za'farani rahmatullah alayh. Za'farani rahmatullah alayh had the practice of personally writing a daily menu and giving it to the cook for preparation. One day Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh made an addition to the list. When Za'farani rahmatullah alayhi saw the addition to the list, which was in the hand of his slave girl, he became overjoyed and set her free. One can also help oneself in the home of close friends. One such incident is reported about Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi. One day guests came to his home whilst he was not there. They entered his home, laid the tablecloth, and taking out the food themselves, began their meals. In the meanwhile, Sufyan rahmatullah alayhi returned, and seeing everyone, he became overjoyed. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited the home of Sayyida Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, and in her absence, helped himself to some food. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.